It's Saturday of Passion Week, the fifth week of Lent. It's the last day before Holy Week. Our Roman station today is San Giovanni a Porta Latina. St. John at the Latin Gate is situated at the site of the attempted murder of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. John was in Rome at the time of the Emperor Domitian. According to the very early writer Tertullian, Romans tried to kill John by boiling him in oil, but John emerged unscathed. Thousands of spectators were converted to Christianity when they saw John's miraculous protection. Then they tried to poison John with a cup of wine with venom in it. John blessed it, and the poisons emerged in the form of a snake. That's why very often in art depicting him, you see him holding a chalice with a little snake or dragon coming out of it. It's another good reason to bless our food and drink. Because of these attempts, we say that St. John is also a true martyr, though he survived the attempts to kill him and lived to an old age. John was banished from Rome to Patmos, where he wrote the Book of Revelation. A church was built on the place where John's martyrdom took place, near the southern part of Rome's wall. There is a feast in the traditional Roman calendar for this event. The building of the church goes back to the time of Pope Gelasius, who died in 496, and there are still here roof tiles which have the stamp of Theodoric, who ruled from 493 to 526. This station provokes us to think about martyrdom. Martyrdom comes from the Greek word for witness. The greatest martyr of all time, of course, is the Lord, whose crucifixion and resurrection give witness to his person and his mission. Many early saints were martyrs who died giving witness to their faith. Many others had a less bloody martyrdom as they suffered persecution for the faith. So we have an ancient teaching about red or bloody martyrdom for the sake of charity, whereby the martyr dies giving witness in face of hatred for the faith. There is also a tradition of white martyrdom, coined by Saint Jerome, whereby a person gives witness through an ascetic life, withdrawal from the world, pilgrimages involving great sacrifice, or who suffer greatly for the faith but do not die in bearing witness. There is also blue or green martyrdom, involved with great penance and mortifications, without necessarily the sort of withdrawal from life that a hermit or a cenobite might have. Gregory the Great, in his dialogues, writes of different kinds of martyrdom: bloody, public martyrdom in the time of persecution, and secret martyrdom, not in time of persecution. He wrote that secret martyrs are no less worthy of honor, because they also endured sufferings and attacks of hidden enemies, but they persevered in charity. We may often experience the desire to be good and holy, but soon the trials of life, the impulses of passion, and the distractions of our daily business disperse these noble thoughts. We are caught up in the roundabout of life, immersed in mediocrity and, perhaps, in sin. Why should this happen? Because virtue is difficult, a prolonged martyrdom, in fact. We cannot find the strength to make this lofty ascent towards perfection. It is necessary that Jesus, the divine food of the soul, should enter our poor fallen nature. Then we shall be transformed and shall be capable of anything. We shall say with St. Paul, "It is now no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me."